Today is Tuesday, October 15th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So let's get started talking about my life. So yesterday when I recorded, the soundboard that I use on my iPad is doing weird things. I don't know if iOS got updated on my iPad or the app itself got updated or what. So at the end of the episode, the closing theme was like, you know, not very good. It was too quiet at one point, and then it was the wrong one. And the reason is because I started to record. So basically what happened is, starting yesterday, we recorded Survivors Ready, and when I opened the soundboard, all of the audio clips that were all set up and ready to go for each of my shows, I have a separate one for, you know, when I do State of the Station, I have one for Geeky Gay. They're like columns in a spreadsheet, but they have all the theme music and all the bumpers, the bumpas, as Fatty would say, that I use. And they were all gone. Like, they were not set up anymore. And there was some message about last sync was, you know, Sunday, October 13th, or I don't know, something like that. But it's strange because I've been using it for, I don't know, at least 2 years, maybe 3 years. And I've never had that happen. Like, I've never opened it up and all the bumpers be gone. Luckily, they were still saved, but they weren't arranged the way they needed to be arranged. So I opened it up and I added them back so that I just the ones for Geeky Gay. And then I added what happened is I added the wrong one. And so it was, I had done some leveling on it, and it was one, I think it was one for a live show that I did with Auntie Vera. And I was using like all of Auntie Vera's bumpers or something. I don't remember. It was a while ago. But anyway, it was the wrong one. So today I went to open it. And once again, it had cleared everything out. And I can't find the actual themes that were the actual original like theme that I use for Geeky Gay. Like, it's not there. So I had installed the same soundboard application on my phone because when I travel, I use my phone and my tablet. And so I just decided to plug in my phone. So the theme music is going off of my phone tonight instead of my iPad. And I've got to figure out why every single time that I open up this stupid app, it's deleting everything that I put in there. I don't know what's going on, but that's the explanation. So that's the reason the ending of yesterday's episode was a little bit weird. So when I left you, we were talking about the trip home. And so basically, I made it to the airport fine in London on the train. I was feeling much better. And I got on the plane, and I think I told you guys that that the lady was like distressing her own jeans for like, it seemed like the full 8 hours. I'm not sure, but she was cutting slits and then using tweezers to individually pull the little threads out of the jeans. It's crazy. But it was uneventful. I watched Criminal Minds and ate a couple of times, and that's about it. I think I napped a little bit, but I was trying not to nap very much because I thought, okay, I've got to readjust as quickly as possible. Because I was going straight back to work on Monday, no day off or anything like that. And as stressful as work has been, I need to be at the top of my game. So anyway, so that was fine. We made it into Chicago. We have to do the whole thing where I don't understand, but you have to go through security, get your bag, even your checked bag. And then they didn't have, the train is not working or was not working at the Chicago airport. So, you had to get your checked bag, you had to go back through security, you had to recheck your bag, You had to do all of this stuff. It was really weird. You had to get sniffed by the drug dog, or I don't really even think those dogs are for drugs. I seriously think they're mostly for fruit, because fruit and veggies, because literally the cop that was guiding the dog says, "Does anyone else have any fruit or vegetables? Let me know." You know, so I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got a contraband banana that I took off the plane or something. But anyway, so I went through that whole process and that was all fine. And then I just had to wait like maybe 45 minutes or an hour for the plane to take off. And so I just continued watching my shows and then my stories, and then got on the plane, and it was uneventful. So made it back. Mark picked me up at the airport, and everything was fine. So I got home and you know, just we had a restful evening, and then he did laundry because he waited on me. He's so sweet. And did the laundry so that I would have clean clothes this week. And then, you know, work as usual on Monday. Sydney was needing a teeth cleaning. And so I called and scheduled a teeth cleaning. I'm like, and I thought it was going to be like, I called and I thought they were going to be like, oh, we have something in 2 weeks or, you know, something like that. I thought they were going to call and say something along those lines, that it was going to be a week or two. And they said, oh, we have something available tomorrow if you want to do it. So I was like, sure. So, and they had already given us an estimate, and they said, oh, if we have to extract a tooth, a simple tooth is $12. A complicated tooth is $40. The main teeth cleaning is $140 or something like that. And then, you know, there's also blood work that we can do. There's x-rays that we can do. There's some laser therapy that we can do afterwards to help it heal faster. There's all that, you know, they give you this stuff. And then, we had already gotten an estimate. It was going to be around $500 or something like that. But her breath really stinks. And they had told me twice, or her breath really stunk. She's now had her teeth cleaned. But spoiler alert. But they had told me at least two different times that she really needed to get this done. And I thought, you know what? I don't want her losing teeth or having things rot in her mouth or things like that. And we don't really want to brush her teeth. We asked the groomer to do it, but the groomer even told me, she's like, oh, what we do doesn't do much good. I'm like, oh, great. So you're charging me for something that doesn't even do much good. So anyway, and we can't let her have toys just laying around to chew on because she eats them. It doesn't matter what it is. It's if it's plastic, if it's fabric, if it's got cotton in it, especially, she loves it. She wants to eat the cotton, and then she's pooping cotton for like 5 days. So we can't leave toys down, so we can't get her anything that she can chew on to really clean her teeth unless we can put it down and watch her, you know, for a limited amount of time. And then once she gets a hold, you know, kind of a tear in whatever the toy is, and it looks like she's going to be able to eat it, then we have to, you know, pull it back up. So anyway, so that I called them yesterday, and they're like, yeah, you can bring her in tomorrow. So I took her, I got up a little bit earlier than normal, got dressed and, you know, got ready. I am, again, this is another example. I swear I'm getting early onset Alzheimer's. I drive all the way to the groomer before I realized that I was at the groomer and not the vet. So I wasted like 15 minutes going to the groomer instead of the vet. So then I had to like, I didn't actually go. And Mark asked me, did you actually go into the groomer? I was like, no. Once I got there and I saw the building, I was like, what the hell am I doing? And I turned around. But so anyway, then I had to drive, you know, luckily the vet is close to where I work. So, you know, it's not like two opposite ends of the city or something. So I took her there, and then they brought out the estimate again, and they went through each of the things that were, you know, voluntary or, you know, I could say yes or no to. And I don't know what to do. They went over the blood work and they said, well, we require it if the dog is 7 years old or older. Sydney is only 5. You know, so it's going to be up to you. And I said, well, what do you recommend? And she said, well, it would be good for us to know because it could catch other things that might be that we would like to know, you know, because this is our chance to get blood work and all that. She said also there could be things that come up that prevent us from putting her under anesthesia, so you might want to know that, so we don't put her under anesthesia. And then there was an x-ray, and there were, you know, all these things. And so I ended up just saying yes to everything because I didn't know. But luckily, everything went fine. She woke up. She's a little bit groggy tonight, but they said her teeth cleaned beautifully and her breath smells fresh for the first time in 2 years or something. And they didn't, she had an eye thing that they were going to check as well, but they didn't need to do surgery on the eye. And so everything's good. So that was kind of my experience for the past day. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.